I'm not really sure how to read this right now. I've never quite experienced that kind of game, so it's a little tough to decipher what the statistics mean. I can say that I thought it was a great evening for us and for the fans, and a chance for us to get up and down the floor on our home in our home gym. A great chance for the people to see the team with all of its new pieces, and of course the quality pieces that remain from last season. I thought that the ball movement was pretty good, and I thought that defensively we were obviously not at the level that we need to be when it comes to playing real games in the NBA. But overall, the impression was positive, both in terms of the event and in terms of the play.
Coach, with your initial starting five, and you got Tristan in there, is that a lineup that you're leaning towards right now?
We really haven't committed as of yet to our starting five. I'll be honest with you. You know, you can expect that we'll tamper a little bit early in the preseason here in the exhibition with some different lineups. You know, it won't be later on until we really lock in on a group of starters. You know, I've always been of the mindset anyway, though, that you have starters and you have second starters. You know, that's what makes teams good. You know, when the guys that come in are certainly maintaining the level, if not raising the level, due to paying attention and coming in and playing a little bit differently, or maybe with a little more energy at times, than the guys that began the game. So, for me, everybody's a starter, you know, as long as they get in there and they do their job.
Thanks. Jason Lloyd, after being terrible, what do you like about Tristan and that with the starters?
Well, Tristan is a high-energy guy that gets his hands on the ball at both ends of the court. And you know, he has a very, very high motor. He's active all around the court, and he doesn't necessarily need the ball to play. He's doing a lot of things that are not related to his ball skills. You know, he's a screener, he's a cutter, he's a roller, he's a deflector. Defensively, he can match up with different size players in the front court. But you know, Andy's in many ways the same kind of player. As far as those things are concerned. So, you know, the obvious question is who's the starter, Tristan or Andy? And I can tell you, I don't know. You know, we'll see, and it probably doesn't make a big difference.
David,
I'd imagine Kevin Love's going to start. That I'd imagine. That.
David, Kenny wrote his first time on the
I can.
Offensively, what did you like the most about what you saw tonight, and what do you still think needs tweaking?
I thought we ran the ball well. You know, I thought we really pushed it well. I like that. I really loved the fact that Kevin was so capable of throwing his kind of outlet passes, even though it's not something that specifically we even worked on. You know, he's just a brilliant outlet passer, and our guys have the kind of IQ to understand who is Kevin Love and what they need to do when the ball is in our possession. The thing about running out on the break is you got to get the ball first. You know, you don't want to leave too soon. But, you know, I thought we did that, and I thought that obviously Kevin threw some brilliant outlets, and we were able to get advantaged offense situations pretty easily. But, you know, we're playing against ourselves, so I don't know how telling that is. I'm not sure.
David. Coach, yesterday LeBron mentioned that he and Barton and Wayne Reeler, they kind of had an iffy back. Obviously, he looked good tonight, but is that a concern to you at all? And I guess, how are you managing his sore back or whatever it is?
You know, LeBron, amongst many other things, he's a very seasoned veteran, knows his body well, knows his physical state, where and when he needs help from the medical staff and from the physiotherapists, he gets it. And obviously, if he's not feeling well, we're going to be very concerned. I think overall he's fine. You know, he's got a little bit of back soreness, and we'll monitor that carefully, and we won't overlook it because we're not getting any credit or any points for the preseason. You know, we know we have to get LeBron and all the players ready for our first game. So we'll be real careful, and we'll monitor accordingly his physical state.
David Benjamin, ESPN.
Hi, Dave.
That's
a great name you got, man.
So before tip-off, when you guys were doing layup drills, LeBron took it upon himself to kind of huddle the guys up and direct them through 5-on-0 drills on offense and calling out what sets they'd be doing. When you see moments like that where he's putting his stamp on the team, what does it make you feel as a coach? And do you guys communicate about that, or is that just LeBron kind of?
Yeah, we had communicated before the start of the warm-up what we wanted to do, and then LeBron, as the leader of the team, took it from there once we started. And this is an unusual warm-up. You know, normally you don't get to go out there and run your sets 5-on-0 full court as part of the warm-up. I wish you could, you know. I really think the NBA warm-up as is kind of leaves something to be desired, but you can't do that. So LeBron, as our leader, you know, he did what not many would do, but as you would like to see a player do, it makes me feel great. It's got a guy like that.
Hey, Dave, Tom Withers, Associated Press.
Tom.
For someone who wasn't here the first time LeBron was here, what have your impressions been in watching this city welcome him back?
I have been here now long enough to understand the people of the city of Cleveland, the people of Ohio. That's a very, very unique and special group of people that live here that, you know, appreciate certain things about people and about life that are admirable, particularly for a guy like me that never lived in this area, you know. And I'm not surprised at all how he's been received for two reasons. Number one, because of the aforementioned people that we're talking about. Number two, because of the manner in which LeBron came back, which I think, by anyone's opinion, was exceptional and genuine and highly, highly admirable. That's probably the reason that he's received like that.
Coach, Chris Haynes, Cleveland Plain
Dealer. Hi, Chris.
You were some of the players you were mismatching, getting along different sides of the team. What were you looking for in those particular instances, in those certain players, Bouchon, Lewis?
I really think that there'll be times during the season when we will want to try and play with mismatched lineups. You know, it's something that I've always done over the course of my career, and we've had success. I've had a lot of success with that. You know, whether or not it's going to work here, we're going to find out. I hope it does. And in order to do that, you got to practice it. So that's the reason you saw it tonight.
First of all, how did you feel this situation tonight? Electrifying atmosphere in the arena tonight. This is number one. And number two, I saw that someone asked to do a selfie with you during a game.
Right.
I saw your games in Israel. Never.
Wasn't doing any selfies, was I? Well, you got to remember that tonight was a unique night. That the night was about our fans as much as it was about us. So my selfie rating went sky high, and I was in there for the group. You know, the atmosphere was electrifying. That's a good word, Roy. Very good. And reminded me of Nokia in a lot of ways, but Nokia in mid-season, not Nokia in preseason. So that Nokia is the arena that we played in. That was pretty exciting, and it really was special. Special.
Excited towards Sunday?
Looking forward to Sunday's game. Obviously, you know, for me, kind of a special night because it's against my former team. And for us, because it's really our first official game with with the new group of players that we have, and this game and this league is all about the players, so it'll be great. And I am sure that once again we will have a crowd like we did tonight. And let's be honest, people, isn't that amazing that we just had 17 or 18,000 people at a scrimmage? I still remember in my high school we had 52 people at a scrimmage. That was it. You know, we just had 17,052 at a scrimmage. That's amazing. It really is.
16-7-2-3 to be exact.
16-7-2-3.
David, Ken Hero, Sports Time Ohio. You mentioned defensively, still some things to work on. Are you spending more time in practice on the offense? So, you guys pick that up, or are you dividing?
No, honestly, we're trying to divide our time, but it might have been the nature of the sort of the nature of the beast tonight. You know, the kind of feeling and environment and almost the purpose of what the evening was about. We wanted to avoid the All-Star syndrome. And try to play, you know, really well at both ends. I'm not sure we were up to task on that as maybe as much as I would have liked. On the other hand, probably understandable, Kenny. Probably understandable.
Thank you.